This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, don't ask me. I no longer answer questions, but the good news is you can go to No Nonsense Forex on YouTube and check out all of the videos there. Chances are one of them will answer your question, and if it does not, you can always go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. A link will be provided down below in the show notes and in the video description. A recent phenomenon that's come up lately is people on the YouTube comment section asking me if I'm going to cover certain topics, because a lot of you know the material in its current form is going to be ending at the very end of 2019. I'll probably pop in and make another video every once in a while after that, but the overall material, as far as everything you will need to concern yourself with, will be ending right towards the end of 2019. And so people are really curious to see if I'm going to cover a certain topic instead of just waiting for the video to come or not come. They want to know now. Or they actually think requesting videos does anything, which it doesn't. Except for today. Because today, I am going to speak about the top four or five things that I've gotten via email or on the YouTube comments section that I am not going to be covering on the material, and try to explain why, and maybe also be able to give you a little bit of actionable advice in the end. So it's kind of like a weird episode of Seinfeld. We're going to cover the things that I am not covering on the channel, in my absolute hopes and prayers that these things will not be mentioned or asked about ever again. But who's kidding who? So let's go ahead and get started. I have no idea how long this is going to be, because I don't know how long my answers are going to be to these questions about things we're not even covering. So let's pull up Google Keep on my phone where I wrote them down. Shout out to Google Keep. Okay, first one, pretty important one, but just not something that I can offer any help on. And that is the topic of taxes. Is there any advice or information I can give people when it comes to end of the year taxes for people who trade Forex for a living? And look, I can't do this because especially for the last 5 years or so, I have been trading for a company who I just get the information from and give it directly to my accountant, and that's all I do. So there's really no kind of video to be made, because I'm just not an expert on these things. I've had it pretty easy in terms of taxes, because it's just a quick little two-step process. And I really don't want to make a video on something that I don't know a lot about. But here is what I can say. One, there's much better resources out there, especially if you are actually part of Maverick Trading like I am. They have their own video on taxes, and they also have a video on something I highly recommend everybody do down the road, and that is trade Forex not as yourself, but as a company. The overall benefits are really great, especially in the long term. But then again, I can't really make a video on this either, because every country is different. Every situation is different. I have a bunch of other little businesses that are under the same umbrella. You know, my situation probably looks nothing like yours or anybody else's for that matter. So it just doesn't make sense at all for me to put out a video on trading as a business or on taxes, because it's just not going to help a lot of people. So along those same lines, especially when the metals video came out for the first time, there were a good number of people, mainly Americans, that were upset that I didn't talk about trading gold futures. Many Americans are not allowed to trade spot metals at leverage, but many of them can trade futures. So here's the problem with that. One, it was not a video on trading futures. It was a spot metals video. That's why I didn't talk about futures. But I also don't have a lot of experience trading them. I know it's weird, right? You know, people expect me to know everything about this business, but I don't. I am one person. I can only go so many directions, and there are certain directions I just have not explored or were just not very appealing to me at the time. And I might go revisit it again, but then again, I might not. And I've said it before, I've wanted nothing more than to be able to trade metals with my own money. But I did look at trading futures. There were just a handful of things there that turned me off, and it just wasn't the right situation for me. Therefore, I have no real experience on the topic. Therefore, I really don't feel good talking about the topic. I'm glad you guys respect my opinion and want to hear my take on things, but honestly, guys, if I don't feel like I'm qualified to do so, I'm not going to do it. You know, I've known a lot of people in my time who love to talk about things they are not qualified to talk about at all, and I never, ever want to turn into one of those people. And on top of that, there are just so many different directions you can go in this game, and I just have not explored them all. Maybe someday, and if I do, you know, maybe I'll come back a year from now after I've really put some time in and maybe make a video on the futures market. But only when and only if that day ever comes. Next one, GAN high-low. So put this in the same category as futures markets. A lot of people like to follow GAN, G-A-N-N, the GAN fan, GAN high-low, things like that. It was also one of those things. I pulled up on my chart just to see what it was about, and I immediately said, not for me. Anything to do with price levels in general, you know I'm not going to be a really big fan of. But you will not be seeing a video for GAN from me really ever for that reason. But this was a question I would get a lot on Ask VP. And it was actually one of those situations where I did allow them to ask another question because my answer was like, look, dude, I just don't have anything here. Next one, really kind of a, we can lump these together, but commodities and bonds. So other commodities, you know, metals are a commodity. Oil is another. But things like, you know, your crops, you know, corn, soybeans, wheat, things like that, we will not be covering on this channel. Main reason why is I just haven't found anything that works really well. I've done a lot of back testing here, and I just kind of the same thing I was going through with oil for a long time until I finally figured it out. I just can't find anything good here. And if I don't A, know a lot about the topic, or B, can share with you a good way to do well trading these particular instruments, then I'm just not going to make a video about it. You know, YouTube for the longest time, especially in the Forex space, is full of videos of people really just showing you what the tools are and how to use them, but they don't use it themselves and can just never really seem to articulate why it is a good idea or a bad idea to use these tools, which I just don't think in turn helps you a whole lot. And it was a big reason why I created the channel, because a lot of you may not agree with me on what I have to say about these tools, but at least I can break down why or why I don't think these tools or concepts are very helpful, because I have put in a lot of work testing them, and let you take it from there. So things like other commodities and bonds, for that matter, I just don't have anything on. I think I might with bonds and CFDs, but I'm just not there yet. I think that might be a kind of a sneaky, cool thing to add to the old arsenal, to be able to trade things like that with CFDs, because there is a particular smoothness to the way they move, at least some of them. And I also think, even though that doesn't seem super interesting to a lot of traders out there, I feel like there's institutions out there that would really, really appreciate somebody who could more often than not determine which way bonds were going to go. So even though you might not see a video about this from me for quite some time, if ever, might be a direction you want to explore yourself. I've certainly given you enough ammunition to go do this. You don't know until you try. And the final thing people ask me to talk about that I will not be making an individual podcast episode or trading video about is my overall thoughts on other trading channels. I've said this many times. I don't ever speak negatively about other people's trading channels. I may talk a little trash about some of the concepts and things they talk about, but I could be referring to 50 to 100 different YouTubers out there, because many of them talk about the same things. But to single out one channel like that, that is such a bitch loser move. I would make sure I did everything in my power to avoid something like that. I have way too much respect for anybody that, one, even starts a YouTube channel, but then I also understand all the time and planning and creativity that goes into making these things. And even though a lot of them are talking about things that I don't agree with, they are still making videos that people want to watch. And that in itself is a very hard thing to do. So even back when my channel was 6 months old and I only had 55 subscribers, I didn't sit there and become envious and hate on channels that had lots of subscribers. You know, I took accountability and I said, okay, what can I do to make my channel a lot better? So in those 6 months, I put together the curriculum that you see on the channel right now. I started hitting the blogs a lot harder. I created this here podcast. You know, I just don't have it in me to blame my lack of success on others. I could have easily done that. I could have singled out particular channels and just made videos criticizing and heckling those channels because I disagree with everybody, so that would have been pretty easy. I could have just started at the top and worked my way down and tried to pump up my own numbers that way. But at the end of the day, that would have gone against every fiber of my being, and I thought the much better idea was just to make a channel that I could be proud of and that other people could turn to if they really weren't seeing the results they wanted as a result of following the material that was already out there. Now, I do realize not everybody takes this approach, and I get it. Look, if you are a small-time YouTube Forex trading channel that has gotten very little traction in 5, 7, 8 years you've been on YouTube, and you see my ass come along and just explode in about a year and a half, you know, that might not sit very well with some people. And they might be compelled to take shots at me. And a handful of YouTube Forex trading channels have done that, believe it or not. But what these people also don't realize, and something they never ever do, is they never look inward and say, okay, maybe it's me. Maybe my channel's not very interesting. Maybe it's not helping people the way it's supposed to. And maybe I need to pivot or make changes. Or maybe just find a better use for my time. Or maybe just be happy with the small audience I have and do the best to serve them. But unfortunately, these are just inner monologues that a lot of these people just don't ever have. And I would ask that you guys do me one favor. If you do see any other channels saying bad things about no-nonsense Forex, realize that I don't care. And try not to mention them in the comments section, because this is exactly what they want. They need that currency. They need your views or your comments or your thumbs up or thumbs down. It all counts as currency in the YouTube game. Like, if you gave this a thumbs down on YouTube right now, that actually counts as a positive because that's interaction. And YouTube likes that. And this is currency they are trying to cheaply earn by taking shots at me. So do not do their job for them and bring awareness to their cause. I know people want to look and see what they're saying, but resist the urge, please. You know, you may feel the need to come to the aid of this channel and defend it and say why it's better than their channel, but the people have already done that. The numbers don't lie. The people have spoken. And that testimonials tab I put up on nononsenseforex.com over time is going to tell the real tale as it grows and grows with people who have turned pro as a result of what they have learned here. There is no need to be petty. Yeah, take the grown-up adult route. And just be happy we're all taking this ride together. And it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say about it. And I guess while we're on the topic, and this is the only time we're ever going to be on the topic, I'll actually give a little bit of love to some of my competitors that have more followers than I do, one on YouTube and one on Twitter. And that would be Rainer Teo and Akil Stokes. Actually, Rainer Teo has me beat on YouTube and Twitter by a pretty sound amount. These are high-quality YouTube trading channels. They both talk about things that I completely disagree with, but like I said before, that's not news. I disagree with everybody. But the two of them are able to do something that I think is pretty phenomenal to me, and that is their ability to actually make videos where they can just sit there and talk in front of the camera nonstop like absolute pros. This is something I am just not able to do. I just have one of those minds that just races at 7 million miles an hour. And when I'm trying to think and put together a video, I am constantly needing to stop, think, start again, and then try to take all those ideas and patch them all together to make one single episode of a podcast, for example. And I just don't know how they do it. It's pretty phenomenal. You know, as a Forex trader and educator, I don't agree with what they put in their videos. But as a YouTube channel creator, myself, these guys are on a complete other level. And there's a lot of other trading channels I can say that about. But in particular, shout out to those two. I admire what they do. But please let this be the end of, what do you think of this channel? What do you think of that channel? Did you hear what this channel said about you? It's just not the type of drama I fall into, and I would hope you would be able to do the same. So this episode went longer than I thought, but that's okay. It's good to be back on track after having to miss a trading video on last Thursday. We'll have one this Thursday for sure. And I hope once everything is all said and done, that even if it's a topic I do not cover, I have given you enough knowledge and ammunition to take on pretty much anything we haven't spoken about and tackle it head on yourself and be able to fairly determine if it's an actual route that you would want to go or not. Many of you should be there by now. But either way, if you are one of those people or if you are not, the rules remain the same. Put in the work, be relentless, and go get it.